Friday, February 20th, 2026.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Marlo had surgery on his foot and he's incapacitated to get into the meeting.
Okay.
He is available for phone call if we need him.
Sure, I got way too much paper here.
Same.
Days gone by.
I signed those, put them back in your envelope, trying to save your envelope, and then ended up spilling coffee on the
other. That's
But I'm going to come out close to even.
You are. That's what I got.
Instead of paying $1,000.
One big beautiful bill is it's
making a difference for a lot of people.
Yes, it is. Because I don't know on the W-2s from the county what was done with overtime, if the people have requested their pay stubs or that, because 2026 you have to report it. Mm-hmm. But there's qualified overtime, and last year if there was overtime, that is not taxable.
Oh, okay.
And so a lot of people don't put it on their W-2s, but they request their final pay stub if they didn't keep it.
The only one, I know Danny had 4 hours. The only other one that I know that would have overtime would be Robin or somebody on the road. Because
mm-hmm.
we try to avoid overtime if we can. Okay. Yep.
Where it said like to build, it says shelves. I put shelving.
Okay.
And then over here when we were discussing, it said vowing to move to obtain the mineral rights. We're retaining them.
Oh, retaining them. Okay.
Because we already have them.
Okay. Yep.
That has been verified by a landman. A couple landmen.
Okay.
I will have her reprint these. And
in my apologies for writing it on there. I'm used to being it over here.
I have to reprint it anyway.
Okay.
You read them, so I'm not going to do it. Those kept, that email kept popping up. And oh, yeah, I'll read that a little bit. I'll read that a little bit. And then they didn't.
Oh, we're in reverse. This is a whole receipt.
So these are... understand why this law enforcement, we switched to AT&T to get the bill less. Mm-hmm. And I'd see what we paid behind, basically. Which is weird.
Well, and don't they have a tablet with somebody else on here too, for the fire department?
Smartphone, air card.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what she's on
here. Never mind, she's not going to answer my question.
And then, these others are zero. Let's see, there's 3 phones. One of the air cards and then the 2 phones. Anyway, we're not saving the environment. No.
Okay.
You didn't need to return those keys.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
I have a set.
Okay.
And they'll probably put one of those lock things on it, but we should still
check it.
I really, really appreciate you having a set. I guess.
Yeah. I'll have Sean.
Keep it up. He didn't know with the guy coming to look if he needed to give them back. Okay.
You have no idea because.
Yeah.
It's really made me rethink some of my life's choices because it's like I'm looking at my future because a lot of what she kept, I keep.
Yes. You know, yeah.
Things that are too nice for me, I've kept them to save for I don't know what day. But
guess what?
Yeah.
Kids are, they don't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning too.
My mom saved everything, and I took after all of my stuff in the past couple weeks. And I'm like, my kids are not going to want to go through this, and they are not going to care two craps about this or that or whatever. So, yeah, I got rid of a bunch of my stuff too.
All that stuff is a one generation thing.
I know.
After the second generation, they don't even know what it was, why it was even kept.
Right.
Well, I'm like, Bonnie and Ramsey, they didn't have any kids.
Yeah.
So all of these pictures, it just breaks my heart, but I don't know what I need to do with it.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
You know, all the things.
She kept all the things that went around, like the comforters and that. I've done the exact same thing, so that's a nice bag.
Right.
That's a really good box.
Uh-huh.
And I've a lot of things, and I've given them, I was like, that's really too nice for us. So I've even said to Al, your next wife is going to have some really good stuff.
Do you have a set of china?
Yes, and I have
that you don't use?
Yes, I have wedding gifts that I've just finally started using. We've been married 40 years.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is too nice for us. We're not there yet. We deserve the good stuff.
Yep, I think we all do that. I've got...
So I can only do it like at 30 minutes to an hour at a time because then the sentiment goes in. So you just have to power it.
Yep.
I took the bottom of my pickup box was full of boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I took them to MRM the other day. Part of it was my stuff. Part of it was Dustin's stuff.
Yeah.
Like, felt so good to unload that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true.
What is the mileage rate now?
78 cents.
78.
I think so.
Just an FYI, there will be no claim from me for this last week.
I just have one night hotel rent for me. The reason I'm asking is. I'm looking at public health.
Okay. Let me... I'll go grab that...
I'll go grab that resolution. I'll be right back.
It's federal rate, is that...
Yes.
One that blows my mind is that they won't give me more than, 26 cents for going to the doctor? Kimberly already had filed.
Okay.
And it was an amended, so she can't do it again.
Oh, yeah. You can amend it, amended.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to give it some time.
TurboTax
told her it couldn't, so.
Yeah.
I think it was TurboTax she used.
I just found a clause that said with Montana and a 403B, there's a hardship clause. And as long as you qualify under the first-time buyer rules of the IRS, and she does because she didn't have a principal residence in the last 2 years. So depending on the amount, I think on one part, and I didn't find it in, I didn't go into the IRS tax code, I was just going through it. Because the real thing would have been to do is take that distribution and roll it into an IRA and then do it. But that goes through.
She had such a time getting, the guy that manages those did his very best to talk her out of using it. She said, dang, it's my money and I'll use it however I want to. This is a...
Because she could have taken a loan from it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, oh, don't touch this, don't touch this. He said, well, it's an investment in your future, just like putting money in that account is. So,
are you a grandfather again, Dick?
Yep.
All is good?
Yep.
Pretty good.
That is wonderful.
It's 72.
Yeah.
I told you way wrong. I was way off.
That's what's on here.
Okay.
Dana, get out there.
She's not going to go till this weekend. She went up with a C-section, so she's in the hospital for a few days. So.
Oh.
So she's going to go down next weekend.
When she's needed. Yeah. That's so good.
I think she's got her tickets and she's looking at it.
Got a call from Custer County's Council on Aging wondering how we do the food, because our program is feeding so many and doing so well.
Really? That's amazing.
They want to have more people. Miles City has it at the 600, and then they have that beautiful new center.
Yes.
And they're having a hard time getting people to not go to the 600 and come to the center.
Gotcha.
And Jason told me that a lot of there are people who have volunteered to cook those meals on a rotating basis. Mm-hmm. So they're not having to pay out so much for labor there either. That'll change.
Yeah. It's a beautiful facility they have.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. I didn't get to go down and see it in real life yet, but we'll get there one of these days.
Yeah, there's quite a few claims today, huh?
But that will make our next video.
Yes.
Having it this late.
Yeah. Well, our first one was on the 3rd, so we don't have a whole lot at that point.
Session on BLM leases. Okay, I'll see what this is all about. Ross Butcher did a really nice presentation. And then this other guy was up there. Start talking about.
A few people are left alive, but.
I don't know what all he was talking about, so that I tuned him out and I finally told Debbie, I said, I can't listen. I gotta go. She's talking about coming down for your bullshit. Good.
If they get you, you get out there and kind of drive by, there's like tracks on it.
Are we talking about our scale?
What's the scale?
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
It gets used, but nobody reads the word that they use it. I got one guy that sends us some money about every year out of honesty, but the rest of them just use it.
Yeah, that would be us. I didn't know we were supposed to send money. I know we bought the slips and stuck in there for people at one point.
Just put it in there. I haven't gotten a slip back on it for a long time. Actually, Mike Gates is the only one that out of the blue hill just pays.
It's used a lot.
I know it's used, used a lot, but we're running out of money.
Yeah, so we need to know that we need to pay.
We've about gone through all the money we got for selling lumber.
Oh.
And it costs $250 a year to license it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
what are we supposed to pay? I'm in between situations here. What are we supposed to pay? Is it per way or?
What's that?
What are we supposed to pay?
Well, basically, it's by the number of axles we probably had it before, but as far as I'm concerned, if you quit paying taxes on the dumb thing and everybody that was a member out there could pay so much a year, that would be fine. Just to pay, all we're paying for is the licensing, keep the license.
Yeah.
And every now and then that scale house falls apart.
Yeah.
You'll see a hailstorm and a windstorm. It kind of needs work right now. Gets out about once every 2-3 years. Yeah. Rip the roof for them off the wall.
I'm just about done spending last month's money, so we can start spending this month.
Denied.
Do you know what? Want to know who we denied one last time?
You want to hand me the check since he signed it all. I told him I'll sign the warrant.
I'm sorry.
No, you're
your
fine.
Basket here too.
No, you're good.
So much stuff I have to spread out. I won't be here for a short minute.
Yeah, you're.
Since apparently my post brought like everybody in at the same time.
Oh, did you?
I made a post that it would be very limited services after 11:30.
Oh, well, good.
So
I'm glad
come
you
in
did
this morning.
Okay, good deal.
And then all of a sudden, I had four people show up.
That's hilarious.
And one of them hadn't even seen the post.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
I sent one of your people in line away.
Does he hear about his driver's license again?
Are you, oh, yeah, that came in again.
You probably need to set him up with an appointment.
I'm going
to
wait till the end of the day because I don't want people to need, I don't want her to have to man all the phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably a good choice.
Yeah, I mean, I have every faith that she could easily hand out applications, but I don't want her to have to deal with more phone calls.
So we can start this scale house, Julie.
I did bring a copy of the tax bill, just so that you know what it would be. And it is.
Yeah, basically, the licensing with the state, and then this, the taxes on it. I realize it's not much, but it's no income or claim.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It actually used to tax all of the ground that it was on there, the taxed the railroad.
That's what I thought.
But, but they raised up the lease on it to over $1,200 a year for that acre and a half or whatever from railroad. It's a beat up ground, is what it was.
Yeah.
So I just quit paying it and nobody has said anything.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we let it ride. And so we have, that's mostly what the bill is. What I was going to get is to get to declare that tax free zone. Mainly because it is strictly for the service of the community.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it'll last before you can't buy any more parts for it. It's an old scale. It was the old beat dump scale.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea how you do that.
It would be, you guys would have to make the decision to not tax it, and then we would do a resolution, and then we would just let DOR know to not tax it.
Yeah.
What's that?
I didn't realize it was taxed. This is all new. And then.
And he already paid the taxes, these taxes.
Yes. Yeah, so
they've already been paid. Forward. It would just be going forward.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, no, it's $75. It's $129.57 a year. Yeah.
That's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think what I'll do going forward is get a hold of. I got to look back and see who all put money into it and see if they want to just do an annual fee to keep it maintained or whatever.
Yeah.
It's too hard to keep people following rules to let you know who's using it and who's not.
Exactly right. Because I didn't know any of this. So
it was actually Jerry Schisler got it going way back, in the 1980s.
Yeah, when they
we bought the scale. We had a group of people each put $500 in. We bought the scale. They built corrals. For a while there, they used it for that, but it didn't take long for the post to rot off and the fences to get broke. And,
yep.
It was all donated labor.
Well, and this is an ongoing issue because Rosebud County, I see that they just had an ordinance, or they did a resolution of some variety for their scale that's up there by the road department.
Yeah, theirs are all portable panels pretty much.
And they, the same kind of thing. Things were out. People take advantage, the whole thing that
leave
happens
cattle
with this.
Overnight and they're supposed
rolling in there, tear up some panels, leave.
Yeah. You know, and theirs is next to the interstate and their road department. This one sits out here that those of us that drive by and see it and use it, we use it. So,
I'm amazed they didn't have to weld all the panels so nobody could steal them all.
Right.
That's what old Alec Wedge had to do out there once after he got a whole thing wiped out. They stole them again. After that, but they had to work that time.
So what do you think about this?
I don't know why we should have to pay tax on a property that actually, this is basically tax on the scale.
Yes.
It's taxing the scale.
Just the scale, not the property.
And the building of the property, because the property is railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, property is railroad, although I think we're being, I don't know if that's included in that or not.
Under the legal description, the only thing it has is just scale house.
Just scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't even know that it's the scale. I think it's just the house.
Just the building, basically.
Yeah, and again,
it's kind of high for what's out there.
The Department of Revenue and the way they're doing some of this stuff makes me just shake my head because I don't know that they've ever gone and looked at some of these things.
Cause to see what it is.
Prior to getting started, I was voicing to Ruth that I think this new property tax that the legislature did I think some of our vacant properties here are going to feel the sting because their property tax is going to go up. I'm curious about our buildings on Main Street that are zoned commercial or ranked commercial, that they have no recourse in any way because they do not have a long-term rental, they don't have any of the things, so those taxes are going to go up, and then we might finally see some of this property start changing hands because the tax is going where it was nothing. Because even the trailer houses that we got rid of the tax the 1 year, and now we're going to have to possibly bring back.
Yes.
Those are going to go up because they're not rentals, they're not...
Mm-hmm.
Because
they were supposed to be gotten rid of.
Yeah, I make a motion that we start the procedure, whatever it is, to abate these taxes. Is that the right word?
Yeah. I'll second that motion. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I will talk to Debbie and Taryn and find out exactly what wording and everything they need to do it and have it ready for the next meeting.
And so when I pay this on a personal level from our family, do I write the check to this name here?
It just goes the Meyer scale, they've been delivered to clinic or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Okie dokie. Okay. I am going to go over the courthouse security stuff because we got that information back. But I don't know if you might
when
not
is
be
that?
Here.
This afternoon?
Yeah, I can just give you a copy of this.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because like the latches and stuff in the bolts is kind of what this recommendation is. So.
Awesome.
We can go ahead and start with the week.
Yeah, Robin won't be here today.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
I think I got them all.
Okay. No worries.
Thanks.
You're
okay.
Bart.
So we had the Weber meeting last week, and nobody showed up to it.
Sorry, so, I couldn't get there.
What?
I just couldn't get there.
We were all under the understanding Marlo was there.
Yeah.
I was under the understanding.
And Robin wrote it down in his book, too. So,
okay.
And he gets text three times before also. So obviously Robin doesn't want to do that, part of the job. Mm-hmm. And he won't let Joe do it. So... I mean, going forward, I think we need to look at a contract and what everybody's consensus was. I just talked to Dan Story. He said that Vince Thomas got the Department of Transportation contract for Treasure County. Mm-hmm. And he potentially, we both talked to him at the May, he potentially may want to do Treasure County stuff too.
Okay.
You got the emails from Tyler about Rosebud County contract. We haven't talked to Amy. I don't think Tyler's got the numbers from Amy yet exactly. How much it costs and how many miles Amy does in Rosebud County. But Vince said that Amy contracts from a guy in Miles City. But he thinks that guy is pretty tapped out too with how much work he has.
Right.
So we're not even sure who we can get as a contractor. Vince is trying to sell his business, but he said that he's got a new couple that want to buy it, and they might be looking for extra work. So, I mean, I think Vince might be our best potential for getting something done.
Well, the way I interpreted those emails from Tyler was that basically what Rosebud County does is this is how much money we have, and you spray till it's gone, and that's it.
Right.
And I like that, because that if Treasure County would have embraced that, we would have gotten into the financial situation we were.
Right, yeah.
And we're not in that position anymore in that lead department.
Right.
And so this is what we have, this is what we spend, and when that's done, that's done.
Right.
So then the next year you address the next things.
And if we can't get a contractor, then we have to explore other options, maybe hiring somebody to run the county pickup or doing whatever. So.
Yep, I agree.
And Vince said he kind of helps maintain some things like that too. I mean, I'm not sure we can't get it maintained back into shape anyways.
Well, I think our road crew, they can do that. They can get it back into shape because they have worked on it. I mean, we've seen times.
Okay, so. But they haven't got it working. Thing.
Not all of the parts,
and there's other parts of tracking and stuff that Vince does sell GPS trackers now. I think him and Dusty
invented it. Yeah.
Yeah, did it originally. He said, but he said he's got new stuff now that because supposedly nobody can find all that original stuff. Mm-hmm. So the laptop or whatever was in the pickup, it's not in it now, and nobody can find it. So, but Vince has new boxes that track all that stuff.
Which Dusty did that too.
Yeah. So.
Well, I have the laptop in the new department. Nobody asked for one of them.
Okay.
But
I'm not sure if that's what was tracking every.
I don't believe it was, because when I opened it, there was nothing of that type of information. There really wasn't much on that laptop.
Yeah, so I don't even know what I'd be looking for.
The data logger downloads into the computer, whichever computer she was using would have had that information. The state, on those state contracts, requires to have that information somehow put in electronically. So it's somewhere out there.
With technology that old, I mean, bits of stuff might be better, you know, now.
Exactly.
This stuff
that's
is
what I was saying. This laptop that I got out of the new department, it was very old.
Right.
And there was nothing of that variety on it. And so
I think we just kind of, if we do use the county pickup, we just go forward with some new software and stuff, I guess. But I don't know how, I guess if you're okay with it, we'll proceed with contract.
I think you should go to the contract.
Right, okay. Tyler's kind of, Tyler's the point now that she doesn't know what to do. If we're not going to contract, she can't get the road department to work with her, so she doesn't know what to do. So that would at least give her something to do, is to go forward with getting contracts, or getting bids, I guess.
I think she needs to get bids regardless of what way, because we can't make a decision to go on with a contract unless we know what the dollars are involved.
Right, unless you get a bid. Yeah.
Yes, and so that's the first step.
And we should be able to just, off our revenue sheet, be able to figure out what kind of money we're looking at spending.
Yeah, and you don't deplete, you get to spend what was assessed, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. Plus the grants. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't spend what's in your cash, you spend what was generated. You know, cash is your beginning plus the new taxes and that. And so that's where things got off the rails before, is the fund always spent more than it had.
We were spending grant money twice is what happened.
Oh.
Oh, I still got this grant coming. No, we already got that grant, you already spent it. Oh. No, I didn't, it hasn't come yet.
So we don't want to get back in that position. And so I didn't realize that Rosebud County goes with, this is how much we have, and that's how much we spray, and if it doesn't all get done,
right,
then so, again, I look at it as then you have to prioritize where you want the spraying.
Right.
Not thinking it all gets sprayed.
But if Vince has the state contract for here, him picking up couple of our roads would not be hardly any additional.
Well, I'm not even sure we're gonna be able to do roads. We, at this year, we might just have to go out and hit the bad spots, you know, get the infestations.
Yeah. But he's not gonna be too far from, if he does 310 and he does,
right,
he's not gonna be too far from anything we need sprayed. Right. So it hopefully could come in at a little bit better deal.
I mean, we all know Vince.
He's expensive. I know he is.
He's going to charge.
I could play on his sympathy a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Well, we've received in the week to date is roughly $7,000.
Okay. Well, that was just grants. That's...
No. That's your property tax.
There's a levy on it.
Okay. But there should be a grant that's about that much too, maybe even
that one goes in the grant fund, and that's a $7,500
plus the
this is what's going.
I think it's $8,000 in that other
total one. yeah the Dyer's Woad
actually,
yeah,
and then the 69 right now, it's 69.39 that's been received in from taxes.
Okay.
And look at 28.40.
So 7 and 8, about 15.
We haven't gotten that.
Oh, we haven't got the 7,500?
It was 8,000 is what the original budget was for the weed grant, state grant.
But that was just filed for in
January.
So I don't know when to pay it.
So those would kind of be the basis of where you'd be at on this. But, of course, we also take out Tyler's.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I think get some bids and see where we're at, and then target where we need to. What is your feeling?
Yeah, I know we've got some areas that need targeted a little better than they have been. The roads, they're getting mowed, most of them. That's helping, but.
And so, do you go on private landowner's property and spray?
Not by law. Jennifer was, and she was supplying chemical. But
right.
And billing them.
Yeah. Or supposedly billing them.
She was. I believe this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so did I.
Because that, full disclosure, I don't totally understand, because I've gotten so much information on the weed department. I don't know which is which, that I've told that it's identified on landowner property, and they are told to address it.
Right.
And others is now that weed department supposed to go spray that, and so I don't know.
I don't think by law.
You're supposed to get a compliance letter, and if they don't comply, and that's the weed department's thing, is to send a compliance letter. If they don't comply, and then choose to ask the weed department to do it, then they're going to get billed. Or, and I'm not sure how far that law goes as far as being able to, you can't go on somebody's property without their permission and spray.
Matters for what, right, Gary? It might matter for what weed.
Yeah.
If it's a class 1A, you might be able to do it.
Yeah. You can go on her property. You got to send them a compliance letter and then post signs on their property that's noxious weed there. And they can appeal it to the county commissioners. And if they don't like that, they can appeal it to court. If the court rules, you can go on there and spray it and build it. But it's a lien on their property. They don't have to pay it. It just puts a lien on their property.
Right. Just like if the town came in and cleaned up, told the people, clean up your property. They don't. Town hires somebody to clean it up. There's a lien on that property.
Yeah.
For
bill can be put on their taxes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you put it on their taxes as a... tax lien.
Okay.
And then the old boards, they didn't ever do it.
Yeah.
It needed to be done a couple times, and it never did get done.
So for me with this weed department, I'm not looking at anything in the past because we're starting fresh. And I like the idea of go get the bids, let's see where we're at, we know how much money, because we were always in the deficit, we're not in the deficit. So now we can build a real constructive weed situation.
Okay. Yeah. I got a question about the equipment, the pickup. The weed board used to put $500 a year in to buy a new vehicle. There was over $20,000 in there. Where is that money still available?
It's still there in the capital improvement fund. And it's not, you cannot take that out to use for operation.
All right.
But it could be used for new equipment?
It could be used for a new vehicle.
So what fund is
or
that?
Or new equipment. It's a fixed asset.
Yeah. That sprayer's not that old. The county bought a new one. They wanted the old one for spraying.
4060.
Chemical on
4060. Okay, I guess the current.
I don't have a cash report, but the budget's 28,000.
Okay. Because the current report didn't know about that, I guess.
Yeah, because you guys wanted to put money back into the capital improvement.
We did.
From the 2140, yeah.
Okay. I remember doing that.
And so that would be where we would buy. Well, it says it was always implied it was for a new vehicle. It's just for fixed assets. And so that's where you would go get, like, this new GPS or any of those kind of things.
Okay, so that wouldn't have to come out of the 15,000 if we...
But fixed assets are set at 10?
I don't know.
Yes, we're at 10 for fixed assets.
But it's still be attached to other assets.
Yes, yeah.
It'll work, yes.
Mm-hmm. It don't matter.
I don't know how much that new system is anymore. I know Dustin was working on it.
Yeah, so that would be a way that we could save, we could utilize most of the operating to operate currently and upgrade the equipment through this other. It was always that everyone was sure it was for this new pickup, and we discussed to length, whether it needs to be diesel, gas, two-wheel, four-wheel, whatever. But it doesn't have to be for a pickup. It could be for
equipment.
Yeah, because a lot of this higher tech stuff is going to cost money, but it's going to make it more efficient.
Can it be for a mapping program to track?
I don't know why it couldn't be, because you're going to have that for all your reports.
Right. So that's what Kyle was kind of looking at, is mapping programs and things like that, so we can
but your system that Vince has will do your mapping.
Okay.
So you don't have to buy a separate program. Use his, and you'll have your mapping.
And that should be part of the service the contractor provides.
Right. But if somebody comes into the office, like Gary or somebody comes in and tells Tyla, you know, she needs to be able to pull the map and be able to pin it on a map where the infestation is.
Yeah.
Well, if she had an ownership map, which you guys have down there, you can pinpoint on those.
Well, just on a paper map?
Yeah, and then go to the cadastro and find it that way.
Okay.
I'm always thinking of a way to do it without spending more money. So if she used the two together and used the cadastro versus the other mapping, she'd probably get what she needs.
Right.
And the contractor, with the way tech is, that should be part of what comes in that bid. That they will help with some of that.
Maybe, yeah.
Because, I mean, you can request anything in the bid.
Right.
You can request any of the services, all the services, none of the services. Piecemeal how you want, but there's no sense, in my opinion, to go buy something that you're possibly your contractor's going to have, and so you, then again, you're redundant. You have the same services being spent with same
so
pocket of money.
When you contract with him, if you contract with Vince, just put in the contract that he will do the mapping of where he sprayed.
Well,
and he's got the equipment to do it.
So you're not paying twice.
Yeah.
Would be my thought.
Yep. But with his information and the cadastral map, she should be able to.
Those cadastral maps are so hard to use that I don't know if she'd even be able to function around. And you can't pin on a cadastral map.
No.
So
you get on next hunt, you can pin on that.
Yeah. Google, but there's other specific spray programs. Maybe Vince's does it too, but it has to be something you could get on the computer and pin it. So.
Right. Well, I would.
If But his is, I would say in the conservation district, they must have that. The concert and the NRCS.
Maybe.
I would hope.
I mean, we don't work with the NRCS, we work with the NRCS, but it's mostly the NRC.
Right.
But the NRCS stuff is so private, we can't even get on most of their stuff.
But between that and DNRC, because it is public, and they do have the ability, because I've gotten with that, they were able to give me on fires and all that.
Right.
I'm not going to microanalyze all of it. It's not my wheelhouse. I don't understand all of the different intricacies of weed, obviously. But it looks to me like contractors have the ability, because that's their business. And so we should investigate what they will, and we can debate it to the length of all day on that. But we don't know. So we need to get bids, and they need to tell us what they can do. And then,
so what do you guys want to come to the meeting when Vince is there to hear at all?
Oh yeah. And I would have come in, but I just left that other one. But that, and I was under the understanding that Milo's had some health issues, so.
Right.
In February, we got time.
Okay. Well, the next one will be March.
Yeah. Let us know. We'll do our best.
Are you guys on the text that Tyler sent out about weed board meetings?
No, I am not.
Nope.
All right. I never have looked to see who all. I know she puts both Robin and Joe on, but I don't know who else. I didn't look to see who else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, waiting.
So, is this the second meeting of the month? Is Adam calling?
Yep.
Yes.
11:15.
11:15, he will call.
So, we're to public comment. In public comment, we have to, I'm going to read our statement. Public comments regarding any matter within the county pursuant to MCA 2-3-103 will be accepted that is not scheduled on this agenda, but will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. No action will be taken, but it can be placed on the next regular scheduled meeting agenda for further discussion. So do we have any public comment?
Thanks. I didn't, but at the last meeting, I said that Scott was going to run for sheriff. I'm not sure he introduced himself.
This is his third meeting.
Yep.
Good. So I still encourage you to vote for Scott for sheriff. It's the only thing I don't.
Okay.
And to publicly put it out there, I filed yesterday for re-election, so just so you know.
Is there anything on your part you could do from the afternoon, or do you want to wait till afternoon for that?
I have an update from Deb, because we forgot to inform her that we moved the meeting. And so, I don't know, do you guys want me to read these, or do you want to just look through them? General updates is the avian influenza grant inclusion. Surveillance activities, minimal numbers tested positive for influenza A cases over the last quarter. Rural health transformation grant update for Montana is $233 million. Funds are not yet available for request, so that must be a new grant, possibly.
It's the big grant that came from Washington to the state, and the meeting I had yesterday is good. It's going to be highly competitive when they finally decide to
Okay.
We'll see a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
We could go to what you were waiting for yesterday. It's what they really did place for it.
Montana Healthcare Foundation School Nursing update. They've got designated project planning grants and potential funding of $10,000. Montana Rural Healthcare grants. designated for community events or improvements, up to $10,000 in funding. Aging services grant, funding for dementia or other Alzheimer's education community outreach. Deb and Dyer considering educational lunch and learn programs. And project is not fully conceptualized, but will apply in the future time frame.
Lunch and learn, what am I going to learn?
Aging services, it's an aging services grant, so it might be a lunch and learn for the senior community, I would guess. And it's on dementia and Alzheimer's.
It's what she was community talking outreach. About the previous one, and then she was going to hold on to applying.
Yeah.
And
But she was just updating, saying that she'll apply in the future time frame.
Which means we didn't apply this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grant work plans and updates, immunization, routine immunization schedule changes and regional meetings, multiple new changes related to nutritional education, tobacco, legislative outreach meetings, decision makers, increased funding, which she did bring me a amended. They did get, how much was it? It was $6,000, I think, across the multiple counties, because the tobacco covers the, is it four or five counties?
I thought it was four, and that's why I asked, don't we get our $1,500, and she said it's not like that.
Yeah, yeah, yep. So we did.
Answer to your question.
So we did get the amended paperwork for that, but that was all of Deb's updates.
Anything from ambulance?
No. Nope.
Marla, if you're done, I had a couple more questions. Is there anything happening? I got to leave here in a little bit. Is there anything happening with the land sale?
I believe we're going to
sign the listing agreement
today.
Oh, just sign the listing agreement. Okay. And then it'll be listed for a couple weeks at least.
Till it's sold.
Yeah. Well, like they said, it had to be listed for so long.
Yeah.
For procurement and all that.
It'll be listed till it's sold. Is that all work? Because we're not going to get back to, you know, for us to even accept an offer, we have to agenda it, we have to.
Right.
And I think there was a great deal of confusion in that last meeting when there's an immense difference between if it was my personal property I'm selling or if it's public lands. This is a way slow process because everything's public. So we have to agenda it, we have to discuss it, we have to have hearings, we have to that. So it's going to, those timelines, It's just totally different than if it was an individual selling property or if it's public. And I think that is why it was never sold. Because this is a job.
You want to go through the mask.
This mm-hmm. is a real job to get things sold.
I see.
You're up to a ball game?
Yeah. They play at 1:30.
Yeah. That was a tight one last night until the end.
The Northern Cheyenne game?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's even in public comment. They did not show up to play at all.
It was.
But I think Northern Cheyenne finished with four people on the court.
They did.
Those girls. I don't know. They were still having a tough time.
They were. I watched it. I was like, oh, this isn't gonna be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
After what I saw them play here. And
yeah.
Then I was like, this is not a cakewalk.
No.
This is a difficult game to watch.
Yeah.
It's hard to play against a team that's not playing against you.
It's hard to play when you're not playing.
Yeah, well, it is. But you put all that together and you just don't have a good night.
What normally would go in was not going in.
Yeah. And that Heisham Custer game against Absorki.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch that one?
I kept them scoreless till the middle of the third quarter.
They said Seth Robin Weinmeister talked to Amber. I was taking tickets, but they said it was 5 by halftime. I didn't think they had scored at halftime.
They didn't. They were still 0 at halftime.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
They didn't make 5 until the middle of the third quarter. I watched the whole game.
9-30-some.
And it was.
I should could have scored the 40 points on them, I think, in the second quarter.
Yeah, they could have.
Yeah. It was 49-9 to finish, I think.
Yeah.
Or something. It was. But the Custer-Heisham team that played in Millstone last week did not look like the Custer-Heisham team that played yesterday.
They did play Millstone?
Custer-Heisham played Millstone.
Oh, okay.
Last year.
In a non-conference.
Okay, I was wondering if they ever played Millstone.
They played them twice.
Okay.
So,
Robbie Levine gets to play Millstone tonight, girls. Or this afternoon.
That's why we play the game, though, because on paper, none of this should have. The way the boys' side is different than I thought it would be, too.
Yeah, that whole plenty of you could be like,
that district, the number 6 seed knocked off 3 seeds mm-hmm. in the first game, so that Robin Devine should have never won that game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess I have one more question. I mean, this is just a question, but just so I'm clear on it, just for knowledge, not so much for the Ouija board, but. Joe was hired as a part-time and going to split the weed board. He's not doing the weed board now. Is he staying full-time with the road?
That's the discussion.
Yeah.
Nothing we've never, because they have to come to the meeting that we have to discuss this.
When does that get decided? I mean,
when they come to the meeting. We'll put it on the agenda, but we can't make that decision without them
here
to exactly express whatever. And there's obviously enough work on the road because they're staying busy, but the road department, in my opinion, we need to look at what we're doing. And see if we're utilizing our manpower.
So since the weed went to doing a contract, that will come up at potentially the next meeting? Or?
Well, if we go to a contract.
Well, soon, but if. Oh, yeah, there's a big if in there.
Yeah, we can't. I can't. I can't speak for weed, but I can't make a decision to go with a contract and have no idea on the cost.
Yeah, I understand that.
And so I can't say that we're going to go to a contract. Because A, you first have to get a contract, or B, you have to find out how much the cost is.
Right.
And so that being said, I also can't agree to go through a couple more years of the bashing that goes on concerning the weed department. And it's not even 2 years. It's been 7 years that I've been on support. All I've heard about is weed. And as a personal person in the community, I can't see a difference. I can't see a difference from when I was elected to my second term and what's taken place in the weed department, other than we talk about it a lot. So we're going to clear it up. So I can't say that we'll do one thing or the other and commit to it, because I don't have any costs. I don't have any commitment saying I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. We just hear and we don't show up. So we're going to show up. Is my feeling.
I don't know. We have to. We have to have that discussion.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
Because obviously everything we've done in 7 years has been ineffective.
Because it's kind of like some other areas, there's never anything good said about anything we've done with it, so.
Yeah, so that's what I would say. So Hannah, do you have something?
No, I just came in for public comment to listen and whatnot. Okay.
Do we want to do the resolutions since those are the same either way, or do we want to wait till later? Or?
So we did answer the question. We are going to talk to them, because we can't make a decision without people here. And we can't make a decision to sign a contract without actually having a contractor.
Right, I understand that.
And numbers.
Exactly. And so we've given opportunity to everybody to step up and do the right thing, and nobody seems to be willing to step up and say, actually say, so we can decide how to budget for everything. The budget was set with them doing the weed department.
Okay.
Both budgets, both road and weed,
were set that way. And so nobody's ever, has not worked. And so that's the hard conversation that will be having to be had.
This can
in a meeting, not on the street.
Right.
In a meeting about what we're going to do. If you aren't going to do this, and we were planning on, the road was set this way in that budget. Are we able to address that in the budget if we keep everybody full-time through the road? Obviously we can, because we haven't built through the week. You know, the road department budget is working, and he hasn't put much of the cost to the weed department.
And that's why the weed has some money.
Yeah.
So other side is road has actually saved weed money.
Yeah, these are just conversations we have to have, because we've all...
I disagree with that. Road hasn't saved weed any money because weed hasn't been done. I mean,
but they could have billed labor to weed, and they didn't.
Not unless they were spraying.
Well, they did some spraying, but not much. I'm not.
Well, they did bill for that. They billed for like half a day.
Yeah. And they've also been out doing observations.
So I disagree that they saved weed.
But they've been out doing observations. They've been doing some of the work. That's the part that is very hard for me, I guess, to convey from my head out to everyone, because they are presently doing some weed job things that the weed department person was doing. They are doing that. They're just not billing for it, because they are out on the road. They are observing. They are doing those things. And in the past, when we had a weed employee, that person was driving the roads, looking for things and that. So,
okay, but they're not reporting on it either.
They're not doing the record work on it.
Well, they're not reporting to Tyler either, where the weeds are, if they are observing it.
Right.
That's why I don't think they are. because they're not reporting any of it to us.
Yeah, and I don't think they understand that would be the deal. I'm not going to justify either side of it because...
Yeah, this is getting way off the rails here.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't say who did what and who didn't because I don't know. All I hear is what somebody didn't do. And so I've never heard what I did do other than I did request them to come to the meeting and I know, and they're saying I didn't go to the meeting. That's all I know. But I do know they're out driving the roads. And I do know they're seeing certain things. And so we have to get this. It's a real mental roadblock of the way the whole thing's working. Because it's not. And so it's not working. And so that's why, rather than say, well, we'll make it work this year, it's just not working. So we have to address it and say, this is not working.
Right. I think we've got a good plan going forward.
I do too. But we can't, I can't agree to anything until I see hard dollars.
Yeah.
Because that's how that weed department got in. It claims everything just kept being signed, and, you know, certain parts of it were done. We did have a weed plan, and we have done those things, but the rest of it is not working. We need a report on from the road department on what is wrong with the pickup. What is all these things? Because I'm getting all just hearsay. I know this or that. I don't know anything about it.
Neither do we. Yeah. We haven't got a report on it.
None. So I don't know what valves work, what don't, what has been tested, what hasn't. Yeah. I think the chemicals been bought. I think some of it's been used, but I don't have any idea on any of it. So yeah. We just have to become more accountable. Mm-hmm. So that it gets rid of all of the he said, she said. Just this is what is, not what we want it to be. So we'll just wait for Adam. You talked with Adam at Mako, didn't you?
Just barely. Adam wasn't there very long, but I just barely. So.
Is there any projects coming up? I should take off if there's nothing he's really going to talk about.
What I learned at the transportation meeting is that Senate bill that...
536.
They are not going to do any more. There's still money there, and they're not going to do any projects, but they will do some quick fixes, like deck replacement and that. And so in my head, I want to have a conversation with them about up to $75,000. And I'm wondering if $75,000 might be the deck fix that, and again, I have not looked at it, and I can look at it, but I don't know enough about those things. Out of Kenny Rogers, over the YID there, because we've had some things on that one. It also made me wonder if this wouldn't be something we could do at Pump House. I don't know if that deck is bad. I don't know anything about it.
I understand what you're getting at.
Yeah.
But I also understand that. I've talked to enough engineers, and then what he said about that River Road, or is it River Road Bridge, the one by your house?
Mm-hmm.
What he said about that, he would need a structural integrity design to put a deck on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So my.
And none of those bridges were built to what Adam's standard would be to put in a deck.
Yeah. So that's my question to them is. Is any of this, because if we can get a quick fix and $75,000 to fix these decks on a couple of these from that money, that would save Treasure County taxpayers, and it would also maybe shore up some of this, because I really don't want to have to replace each one of these, because each bridge, the Gibson Bridge as well, it's very nice. It's almost overkill for what you need on here, and this is a community that our source of life is irrigation water.
Right.
So we're going to have these conversations about a lot of them. So if we can find some ways to use $75,000 on some of these, I'm all in. The other thing is in the transportation, they talked about Bighorn County has, I think it's called Safe Streets Grant, and I believe Staley did it for them. And I'd like to see what that all involves. Because whether it be lighting, whether it be something from Main Street, whether it be whatever, we have plenty of places that we can use that. Mm-hmm. And then they had applied for an MSEP grant for us for planning that was denied through Department of Commerce. So that's another conversation. What happened with that grant? Why were we denied?
Okay.
Those are what I have.
Huh. All right. Yeah, it'd be nice if we could replace some decks, but you have an engineered deck, and it's going to be...
Yeah. I don't understand all of them. I want culvert drill.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And until we can get YID off a square base with that. And we'll even add them on that Gibson Road deal instead of a box culvert wouldn't work better.
So. Well, that they're so expensive and all that, but yet... And the YID said they don't want culverts, but I know the DOT's putting them in.
Right.
Yeah, this next summer they're going to have...
Several of them.
Rancher Ditch didn't want a culvert, and I told them if you go down the ditch, you're going to see culverts.
Yeah.
There's a culvert there right by the cemetery. There's a culvert right on the highway between the ponds.
Yeah.
Those are culverts. So yeah. When you actually start looking at it, obviously culverts will work and bridges work. So.
There's a culvert there at PV too.
It sure is. Yeah, it's like I feel about the weed department. I'm not going to make a judgment on any of it because these are things I don't know. But I'm not going to close my mind to a possibility because things change daily. And so obviously things will work because they use them other places. And Treasure County is not so special that only one way works.
Have you heard about River Road or the highway projects east of town?
River Road, I haven't heard anything, but I have seen them there several times with job trailers and equipment on both sides, probably 3 or 4 times, a couple of times overnight, so I spent 2 days there. Right now it's got flags and some dirt dug up in the middle, but
I think they're doing something.
Adam, I did mention that to Adam, and he said that they probably were doing the soil samples and in order to get the engineering done right.
Sure.
So,
and see on the Gibson,
and they don't have that bridge.
On the Gibson one, once they did that kind of sampling, because that's where they found that they thought there had been a petroleum spill, mm-hmm. but the sampler hadn't cleaned his probe.
Yeah,
thing.
That's right.
It wasn't that long after that.
Okay. I'm hoping maybe like spring. I know they got to
do
it.
We're definitely looking at fall or next spring right now.
Yes.
I mean, you're working with the Department of Transportation.
You're right.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, at best it'd be next spring.
Yeah, because I would imagine it'll all happen about the same time once irrigation gets shut up. Because
hopefully.
There's not enough time to do it now because irrigation's going to start.
Yeah.
And then the ones, the same deal with the ones east of town. Or have you heard anything more about?
I think it's going to go when irrigation is
shuts off.
Okay. I would hope.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't try and put them in.
Yes.
So no, all they said, I think the YID told them they couldn't do it with water.
Right.
But because you can make those stipulations.
Yes.
The DOT.
Well, and that's what we did on Gibson. And we gave them a pretty wide, by giving a wider window, we could get a better bid. But it had to be done by April 15th.
Yeah. And when they did the highway out here, we had all kinds of stipulations on the DOT with that road. So. But that would be nice if they got those ones east of town. They're going to be down to one lane pretty soon.
Yes, they are.
This one right here by Torgerson's is really bad.
Yeah. And they just keep moving those white things further out into the road.
Yeah.
But that whole detour deal still has to be figured out, right? Before they do it?
We have to sign up on something. We have not agreed to anything.
They came and talked to us about it, but they've not brought anything for us to sign.
Right.
When that one that Pompey's fell in, they got that one fixed in about 2 months.
Yeah, right.
They're more priority for them being.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think I'm going to take off. It all sounds good. So. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
1:30.
And who did they play? So.
Good luck.
Bridger.
Mm.
So, they were ahead for a long time against Bridger, and then they barely beat him right at the end. So.
Good game.
Hopefully.
Depends on who finds their 3-point shot win.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, or who just shows up to play.
That too.
Yeah, thanks, you. Thank you.
Yeah.
One thing we could talk about real quick, if you guys are okay with before Adam calls, is the safety coordinator position is now available.
After talking with Hannah, we thought it'd be good to advertise in-house first, since it's more of like an in-house thing anyway. I have one interested party. Good. So.
I think you should advertise like that. That's great.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
For little things like that, I know in the past, Mako's told me just advertise in-house.
Yeah.
And if you don't have any luck, then.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we have one interested, and I do have a letter if you guys want to read through it. So.
And I don't know. Should I put it on the next agenda for appointment then?
What was that?
To like hire her for the position, the one that's interested on the next agenda.
Good.
Or just.
To be honest, I don't. If there's only one interested applicant, I
probably need to put out a little more time. Does everybody in the building know?
I sent out an email. Okay. To everybody in the building.
Okay. Whatever you would like.
So my question in the bigger counties, do the commissioners ever even see this stuff?
That's a great question. I doubt it.
No.
I some of this. Yeah. I think the administrative stuff that each office handles, they do it.
Right. Because, you know, like if you were to hire, that's you as your department, mm-hmm. you take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
When Will hired, our sheriff hired his undersheriff, we heard about it after the fact. Mm-hmm. That we, because...
Well,
I just don't know that we as commissioners are here to micromanage everybody's department.
Well, that's not my department.
Right.
That's our department.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's Adam right here.
I was thinking it was under your department. So if it's not, then yes.
No. No, that's our department.
Okay.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You are on conference with the commission.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Adam. Marlo is not here today. He's had some health issues, so he's at home. So you just have the Bruce.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Well, I hope he's doing all right.
We do too.
Well, honestly, I thought I'd call and just check in with you guys. I mean, I don't really have too much to discuss here. The only thing I can give you an update on, I know you guys asked us to submit on behalf of the county, the request for planning grant funds, which would allow you guys to do a preliminary engineering report and pursue further funding, possibly on that Pumphouse Bridge or any other one you guys wanted to pursue. We still have not heard back from the Department of Commerce on those funds.
We did get the letter and it was denied.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes?
Really?
It was mailed on February 10th. And it says, we realize your application represented many hours of hard work and we thank you for your continued interest. We will be reaching out to set up a time to discuss the review committee's specific findings. But your proposed project was not selected for funding in this grant cycle due to an especially competitive applicant pool and limited funding. Shocking to me as well. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Thinking.
Okay.
My mom always told me to be quiet while I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that day at school.
You know what? That's what makes you guys great as commissioners, though. So, interesting. I'm going to talk to Kathy about that one kind of dialogue. My understanding is I don't think they had a very, like, a specific project actually identified.
Yeah.
Inside of there, just to be honest with you. So it's kind of confusing to me how they actually selected that, but I'm curious, because I'm not the one who puts in the grant application, I'm curious to see what all went into the grant application and what they denied you guys for.
Yeah, so we'll scan this letter and send it to you so you have a copy of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. And yeah. I'm assuming you guys don't want to pursue forward with doing a preliminary engineering report. You want to wait until you get grant funds.
We do.
Okay.
But at Mako, I went up to the committee meetings, and in the transportation committee, they were talking about Senate Bill 536. They still have money for quick fixes up to $75,000 for like deck replacement in that. And I was wondering if We have a bridge. I don't know that you've even looked at it, but we do get some complaints about the deck on it, and I didn't know if it would be something that would qualify for that. I also wondered if the pump house, if it's just the deck on that, that we could address.
So as part of the Senate Bill 536 months ago, I need to talk a little bit more with Kathy about it, because FPT was actually holding off on releasing additional projects, or at least a while ago, the last time I was involved in the conversation, and I'm not involved all the time, just to be honest with you guys. But the reason why is that they have project overages, they want to have some money set aside to be able to apply towards those projects. With that being said, the philosophy behind the rapid repairs is if your repair actually results in an improved load rating, then I believe it qualifies for the project, or qualifies for Senate Bill 536 repair funding. What bridge specifically were you guys thinking about the deck on?
Well, I don't know that it has a name, but I know Pump House, I would like to explore the option on that. And the way they talked is they've held that they're not going to send out any big money, but Jason indicated like things up to $75,000. They and are like basically shovel ready that we could get on. They would consider those. And this other bridge, it's by...
I think it's on
Mackley
Road.
Yeah, it's on Mackley Road, but I think we've referred to it as Kenny Rogers, or... I don't remember what we gave it a name for you. And I'm not sure you looked, but it would be east of town.
Is it a small structure, like about 120 feet on the span length?
I would guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, let me talk to Kathy a little bit about that, kind of run it through there. What are the decks, out of curiosity? Are they plank decks? What are they? Do you know?
I don't.
The one on Mackey was plank.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with it. We got a bunch of...
A lot of the times on the deck replacements, it's not... There's not a lot with replacing the decks, so it's not like you're putting up, like, stay-in-place forms and casting concrete there. If you're just replacing timber decks, you probably could get the money to replace, like, getting the cost of the actual timber decking, and then having some of your own crews go out there and replace those.
Exactly.
That might make it a little bit more palatable for them, because then you guys have some skin in the game with the cost of labor and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what intrigued me when they were talking about it. I was like, I think this could very easily work for our community on a couple of these irrigation canal bridges that will give them a little more life.
Yeah, for sure. Can you do me a favor? Can you guys send me like GPS coordinates or just an email with the location of the bridge, and maybe like have one of your road guys just stop by there and just take a picture, or one of you guys drop by there?
I sure can.
And the only reason I say that is it's going to cost you guys more money for me to go out there and take a look at it. If it qualifies, doesn't qualify, or whatever, it's just going to save you money if you can shoot that over to
Absolutely.
Me, is what it goes.
I think he's already looked at the fishing bridge, though.
Yeah, they have done the fishing bridge. And then they also talked in the transportation, and I kind of think Kathy did it for Bighorn County. It was called Safe Streets. Some kind of grant funding through that, and I haven't had the time since Mako to dig into exactly what that all would do, but I think it's worth consideration for our community, because as you know, you've been here, we have plenty of infrastructure needs, and I'd like to find alternative sourcing for it, for revenue.
Yeah, I'm writing this down right now. So on the safe streets, you want to look over if this is an option for the county.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
I talked with her, I believe, when we were at the annual meeting in Great Falls. She sat with me in the transportation meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure we're involved in that. I just know I'm not. So I'm going to have to touch base with Kathy just to see what it all involved and get some of that information back from you.
Okay.
Or get some information back to you guys on it.
Yeah, and I'll scan and email this letter to you so that you have it, since Department of Commerce didn't get you a copy, since you folks are the ones that wrote the grant.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the three things I got on the docket right about now, I'll kind of talk with Kathy about the MSEP, the denial and stuff, and see if we've experienced that. I don't know of any other counties that have gotten it or not gotten it, so I'm going to check into that one.
Okay.
And then also on the Senate Bill 536, whether or not it would be possible to get some funding on that one to replace the deck, and then also east of the bridge, take a look at both of those ones, or at least kind of process it with Kathy.
Perfect.
My gut feel on the pump house, if I remember correctly, that load rating was actually controlled by the girders themselves, to be honest with you. So I'm not sure if pump house would, just as my gut feel, but I'll still ask the question.
Okay.
And on the other one, if we can show that it would negatively affect the load rating of the bridge, then that might be a possibility, but I'll just kind of wait for your guys' pictures and the location of the bridge to get rolled over. Sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, well, anything else you guys got at this moment?
I don't have any.
All right, well, I owe Ruth Danker some barbecue next time we see her. So,
yes, you do.
Definitely do. So definitely apologize about that one, but we'll make sure we get some for you next time.
Hey, Adam, stuff happens. It's just the way it is. Great West fed me very well.
Well, not something I want to hear, but yeah.
Well, Great West is engineering for the town, so I went for the town.
There you go. I like it. All right. Well, thank you guys for your time. I'll let you go and have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
I got out of that oil and gas meeting and went where I was supposed to meet them. They were already gone.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
On that bridge of Mackley's, that's a wood deck, and the planks are broke on the north side of it. Mm-hmm. So you can go up. And this one down here, I'm sure it's got plank deck with asphalt on top of it. And that's what the asphalt broke out.
Picks off.
And that's what the problem is.
I thought you said they fixed the map.
We have fixed it. But I just think, you know, if there was a way, I really like that metal sheeting we put out on the one at Cunningham's.
Oh, yeah.
And some ways, if the state has funding up to $75,000, that we could enhance, improve, or whatever on these bridges, I don't want
to
miss the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's available now, and 9 months from now, it's not. Mm-hmm. And it's too late. Okay, so we're to
new. A variety of things we could do.
Yeah. But while we're here, I think if we can do some of the other things, I'm...
Resolutions? Resolutions are pretty standard anyway.
So the deal on this opioid stuff, some of that money, the way on my last meeting, that's ours.
I guess I'm not sure. Explain.
Yeah. Now, I know it's not hardly enough to put in the Blue Jean Fund, what we're talking about, because that's so small, but I don't know.
$1,700. Okay. I just can't remember where we left off on it. I know we've been getting
There's a part of our portion that already has gone to wherever, the way I understand.
Okay.
And then this other is because some of the counties said they were using it for different things in their county.
Sure.
We designated it to go to mental health.
Right, but those counties did too. And then, but there's the way these funds are trickling in and the way they're paid out, I think, I didn't understand it either. So when they were talking about how they were using it, I thought.
I know we have to report, like, if we use it, what we use it for. Because I have gotten one email that asked you know, please report any money expended and what you used it for. And we hadn't used any, so I didn't have to report anything.
Right. Yeah, and of course we can't just put it into the general fund. It has to be used correctly. And I think some of them implied they were maybe using it for some of their district court fees. Because there's, that was a discussion about in district court, how security in that, your costs are going up, it's mandated, but nobody's kicking in any funds for it. And so they indicated possibly they would consider using their opioid.
I think you can tie it to opioid use in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Prevention, safety.
And the courts would be a great place for that. Because apparently, I mean, there's one county, and I apologize, I didn't pay attention to the name on it, but they were saying the security for whatever it was, it was going to be like $20,000 that they don't have. You know, different
things. I'm guessing maybe a metal detector or something.
Yeah, those kind of things that they were having to bring in that they hadn't really budgeted for that unforeseen cost.
There was a guy going to each individual county, which is on the agenda to talk to you guys of some non-cost stuff and some ideas on how to be safety. So Sean will be
maybe we could tie that in together somehow.
Yeah. So possibly if these opioid funds are ours, parts of these is very small amount. We could use that to defray, to help in your district.
Okay, so my first resolution. The budget read $1,000. Well, we actually had $1,700 because we pulled all of the invoices. So I had to amend that in order to move the money to the next resolution, which is to put that money in its own fund so it's better tracked. It's not mixed into a general budget. So it's going to be moved to fund number 2801. So the first resolution again is just to amend that budget so I can move all of that money out of there. The second resolution is for the creation and designation of the opioid settlement funds for fund number 2801. And all future receipts and everything for opioid will be in this 2801 fund.
I move that we approve resolution 2613.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Have you heard anything more? Are there going to be very many more settlements? Like, we got quite a few, and now I haven't seen anything for a while.
They haven't indicated in the deals, and we finally, it's that grant deal, the big one. We awarded one in our last meeting. We've had three of those where we had to read these grant applications.
Sure, I remember you mentioning that grant. Yeah, I'm going to take a guess. Maybe we're getting closer to the end, but I don't know. I guess they could keep on happening.
Just trickling in. This green thing, are we supposed to sign
it? The line on the top, if you'll send that for me, because that's my copy.
I move that we approve resolution 2614.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so then the next resolution I have, it's for, so we put that reimagining rural money, we did create a fund, and it's 2321, and it was like an economic development fund, so that was kind of the best place to put it. I know it's an in and out, it kind of explains that in the resolution, and then we'll get Allie a claim, and she can fill that out, and we can get them paid, so.
She did call them and ask, and the community foundation said it could not go to the chambers of 501c6, so people all have to come through.
And that's fine. And that's why I told Lindsay, I said, let's just create the fund, and then if we don't use it in two, three years, that's fine, but at least we have it if there's more money.
And hopefully there's more money.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was hoping.
I move that resolution 2615 be approved.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
So then the last one I have is for a fire department grant that was received, an $8,500 grant. It's the fire capacity grant. So this is a resolution to appropriate unanticipated revenues and expenditures and to amend the budget for it. So that was a grant that we actually received a while back, and I didn't even know.
And what was its number?
2026-16.
I move we approve resolution 2616.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
All the same sign?
Aye.
All carries. Because I saw that it was then receded in.
Yes. Yeah. And when I went through the revenue and expenditures, I'm like, oh, hey, this wasn't budgeted for. So this will fix that.
This is the rural assistance. Is that what that one is?
No, this one is the
volunteer fire capacity subaward
agreement. Because this other one we received it in 8400 and it wasn't in the budget.
And that's which one? Rural fire?
Yeah, 2924.
Okay, I'll check into that one.
So that, while we're talking about that, they're having that fundraiser. I'll be the stickler on it, but that isn't affiliated with the county. And so
the auxiliary.
So it needs to be strongly stressed that if a check is written to Treasure County Fire, it should not be, unless Treasure County endorses said check, should not be able to be deposited into that.
I don't know how we do that or who's in charge of saying that. But
I think it would have to be told to First State Bank where their fund is. Because they have had other problems with endorsements on checks. And so that would be where it would be caught.
Sure.
And we're looking at an unaudited fund.
Yeah, just to protect the people that I just don't want to go down the road some of the other communities have with these kind of issues.
Right.
And that we've had ourselves.
Do you want to make that call?
Yes.
Bank. I think you should. And I don't know how they'll communicate in the bank, but.
Right, because is all of the fire department in the auxiliary?
No.
And so the Treasure County Volunteer Fire Department should call that bank and explain, because there are people that want to donate to Treasure County Fire Department and not to the auxiliary. Mm-hmm. But they don't realize that they're not one in the same.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they've nowhere in anything that they've done have they made that clear. That it's.
I did notice the advertisement that I saw made it had the word auxiliary in it.
But that's not how it computes when you're right. You see Treasure County Fire, you don't see auxiliary.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And I'll be honest, I'm disappointed because they're supposed to go every other year and it's the day after the Farm City Banquet. And
I think there's some disagreement.
Which is going to hurt both things. It's going to hurt the banquet, and it's going to hurt their fundraising ability.
You can't ask people to just keep giving.
I agree with you.
And it was always on every other year thing, so when I got it in the mail yesterday, I was like, gosh darn it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is all the auxiliary. That is not the fire.
Yeah. Okay. So we also have under yours the election judge?
Yes. I would like to request that we, right now they're being paid $12 an hour. So I would like to see it maybe for chief judges be like 15 and then maybe 14 for non-chief. And if that's too high, that's fine. I just, $12, it's hard to get people anyway. I need, like, for fully staffed, I need 11 election judges. And right now on my training list, I have, I think, like 9, but I can't use a couple of them because they're either on the ballot or relations on the ballot. So I'm hoping if we advertise, we increased it a little bit, so maybe we'll get a couple more.
Excuse me, are they paid this to go through the training too?
Yes. Yes, we pay them for the training. And then I usually always cover the cost for a meal for them because they're taking time out of their day. They're donating their time.
And if they go through the training, are they automatically a judge?
So we do like a pool, like we'll do like a draw to see who gets each election. So it's like a random selection. Yeah. So.
And is there also a commitment if they go through that training that, because we have had things where we've paid for people to do things and then they never show up.
Yes. Yep.
Or they walk away from it, you know, kind of like there's a commitment that you say, I will commit to come to this training and be in the pool. That doesn't mean you're going to get drawn in the pool.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So we pay them just for the training, mm-hmm. and then they only get paid if they work that specific right. election. But yep.
They will commit that they will be in the pool.
Yes. Okay, good. Yes.
Yep. I don't see a problem with taking it to 15.
Okay.
Because
minimum wage came up.
What are other counties paying, you know?
I know there are some counties that still pay $12, but they have mass amounts of people, so they have a huge pool that's willing to just...
If they have a mass amount of people, they have bigger counties. So,
yes.
But it's amazing the number of people it takes to mm-hmm. do a full election.
Yeah, elections are expensive, and this is they a big are. Election.
It is.
I yesterday took myself out of the pool, so...
Yes. Yeah.
It looks like you have budget, and you're going to do training in April, and you're going to have a primary in June.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to backfill a little bit. But so you want 15 and?
15 and 14, I think is good, because Chief has a little more, it's not a whole lot more responsibility, but for my people that come back, it's nice to have, like, them set up as a chief. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I move that we increase election judge pay to $15 and $14 an hour.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, all guys. Favor.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion carries. We'll wait for the security thing.
Yeah.
We could probably do the job description mm-hmm. event coordinator if you want, unless Nicole's planning to come in this afternoon.
No, so she actually had a medical emergency, so she can't be here today. But she said she'll be ready to go on Monday. She's, like, excited to start. And I did text her about the hours that it's 20 hours a month. She did say it might take a few extra hours. She wants to really deep clean that community
I
center.
I think it will.
And we had said at least.
At least, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It can be more.
And I told her too. I'm like, it's kind of a open, like, if we need to come and talk, we'll come to the commissioners and increase, decrease, whatever. Yeah.
Really, I proposed the job description a month ago or yeah. so, and we just never officially signed it. So now that we have somebody, I thought we should sign it. And we had kind of some attached lists. It looks like there's been several lists made over the years, and I wondered if you guys had a preference. That's the job description, same as the last one. These were the attachments. It looks like that was one list.
There might be a daily, weekly, and a monthly list.
Yes, and then there's this trio, which is daily, weekly, monthly. Do we really need daily, or can we just say
that was just what list? Was... And that's just kind of an example of, like, what's kind of expected to be on.
And that daily was kind of for Jennifer because she was there. Right. It was 10 hours in every day. Yeah.
So that's this one.
Yeah. That these three kind of went together, and this was one created at some point.
Yeah. So this was, like, an overall, and then I think these were the newer ones that I put out for. And I made these for Jennifer kind of like that CYA.
Yeah.
But she doesn't.
So, anyways, we can attach whatever list or lists that you want. Does Jennifer know that she's covered or starting next week?
I haven't said anything yet, but I thought after today we could write her a letter and put it on.
That way they're not both cleaning.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
You need it.
The coffee pot.
I've been chewed on. And heard other people get chewed on.
Oh, and speaking of that, Carol called Sean, but it just makes me think about that civil maintenance. There's something in the hallway going into the fire hall that the air is coming down through.
Like a fan.
I don't know.
It's a cold air return, I think, of some nature.
And Megan kind of told him about it, and we went in there, and there's like that big fan in the fire department that's running. But there's some.
This is in the hallway in the center side.
Okay.
That they're feeling that draft.
So I think they put a garbage sack in. Well, that's what I would have done. Okay. I would take. I mean, that's how I fixed it. That
right.
Was about as cool.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Which is how a lot of things get fixed. That's how there's garbage bags on the vent fans over the ovens.
Yeah, because the air
was coming in so bad.
Yeah.
the north wind just sweeps in.
I sit here on my feet, just like sleeping.
It's kind of like just this right here without it itemized and at the bottom.
The reason that they're itemized is of
the issues
weren't getting it done. That was the issues that were there. Let's clean the slate. Give this, forget the.
Feel free to write on those. All okay. We type on. Yeah. Just write right on them.
Just write on what we think. Mm-hmm. I would just have please ensure this and then get rid of all of this and then at the bottom please report on it.
Does this need to be on there?
No, you should. It should be all. Know that. Well, this is every couple of months.
So we want this.
And you want this up here. And then you can put every couple of months to check on those. But if you're doing the job, you don't need
that. You don't need that, no. So let's do that. And that. And get rid of that.
There you go. I was going to say, put an X on there.
So and she did ask.
There's no point in micromanaging something right. Before we ever know how the job's going to get done. These were all done to try to get a boy to do the job.
So if one of you could approve it and sign the main one, and then I'll review the list attached to it. And I thought one of the first things I'll do with Nicole is have her document how many chairs, tables, and we'll do something between the chamber and the county.
So that being said, the Lutheran folks have called me, and the chairs that were in that church, they were going to donate, put down to the fire hall.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And they also have a sound system that they wanted if the county would be interested in, and I said, you need to let me know what you're thinking, and we'll talk about it. They have a portable and a hardwired sound system.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it? Yes. I thought both of those would be great.
Or maybe the school could use Tommy.
Golly, that's funny.
There has
been some chatter on the school one. Yeah. It's
terrible.
Apparently, senior night, it must have been really bad.
It was awful. And then, people need to learn and they don't. And you speak into the mic, you can't hold it down. That's it, too. We've already approved this, right?
I don't know that you formally did. We talked about it.
Okay, so I move that we approve the Treasure County job description for the county event coordinator and custodian.
I'll second that motion.
And there's a spot for the chairman to sign, but I really wanted you could just sign.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Redo that list and we'll give it to you.
Perfect. I think I have it already saved on my computer. I could probably just edit it.
One without holes is the right list.
This is the right list. No holes. Good list. Thank you. I guess if you want to. I don't want to meet.
No, it's
not work for you.
All I have to do is go. I have all of that saved because I had to create it for Jennifer.
And I'll just give it to you.
Perfect.
And the first list that was.
I'll probably
just created for
binders.
Absolutely.
Mr. Keel.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so we had a lot of issues.
You just, some people you just can't replace. And Buckley's are some.
I know. I still, without saying names, they're like my example. I always have this 30-day provision in there that if somebody dies within 30 days, I have all the property stuff. I don't know if I should wait till this afternoon for that.
You're probably better because that's how it's agended.
Yeah, that's a hot commodity one there.
Naturally, I had him do everything for Barlow to be the one on DocuSign, but I think if you guys approve me just doing it, it'll be fine.
Yeah. I really like them.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, another meal would be good.
I thought that was nicely done.
So yeah.
It was. For the pressure after the previous meeting. Yeah. I haven't been down.
That meeting was tough with a lot of afterthought.
It was. The Drew Gerber, he did put in a lot of time and called me and checked in with me multiple times. considering sending him a goodie tray or something. Just be like,
he was,
thank you.
I talked to him as he was leaving, and he was fine with it. He says, I'm disappointed I didn't get it, but he said, that's how it works. That's how it works in this business.
He gets it. He gets it.
So then they still can all make money.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
So they can take a buyer.
Every one of them, I said, go get out there and sell the property.
Right.
Because they all have front row seat to know it's going to be hitting the market.
Mm-hmm.
So they have buyers that are in strategy.
That is true. I guess maybe we can just let it be. Mm-hmm. Part of me wanted to be like,
he's the one that
here's
really,
a cookie.
Yeah, he really helped us.
Yeah.
Because he's
in
the
bus, that's
what we needed to do.
He did. Yeah. He did. And he drove down twice. So.
Yeah, I made those changes for us there.
Are the minutes okay to be
yes. Oh, I moved the minutes of the what, January 8th meeting be approved.
February 3rd.
I'll second that.
Do you have some paper?
Aye.
Okay.
January. Whoa, I backed up. Jeez, and my brain was getting better.
Did you want to look through this closeout paperwork?
Already did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Do we want to have since... I don't think you're on the field to sign.
You too,
so right. You sign it.
Yeah, that's why I sent it in, because I...
Thank you for doing that, too.
You guys could do
but
that.
It says name and title of person preparing this report.
Printed off of her machine.
Prepped and ready for you.
Signature person completing the report.
When you're done. No, you're good.
So I can sign either line?
Yeah. I would just sign the bottom one because it's a, yeah. And then they requested a final walkthrough from the contractor. So I don't know if he needs to write something up or if we can as commission for you guys to sign on.
Today's the 20th.
Okay. I will get this email today.
Okay. So joint meeting with the town. They were hopeful for an evening meeting in the last couple weeks of March, but you guys wanted to propose a date that works best for you, and then I'll report back to them.
I'm good.
I was looking at like the week of the 23rd. That seems to be the week, that last week we don't have meetings usually, so.
Great. Let's see, after 9, that's Sunday morning, so that one's good.
March 23rd? Or that week?
That week.
March 23rd is a very special day in my life, but.
Is it? Could even be like Wednesday the 25th. Do you guys have commission? No, we don't have commission.
No, ours
so it could
is
be
the
Tuesday
week before.
Or Wednesday or Thursday, whatever evening, like. And I'll reach out to them. And
any of them are good.
Any of them.
I'll make it work.
Okay. 5:30. Is 5:30 okay? Could be later, but probably don't need.
On which day? Wednesday? Tuesday?
It could be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whichever you. If the 23rd is special. Could be Monday too, but.
In the evening?
That's what they're hoping, since several of the council works.
Doesn't any of those days feel okay. For me?
Maybe I'll call them and say the 24th or 25th and see what I'll report back. Okay. And I'll get you guys the joint updated joint agreement for them.
The next week I'll be gone. Okay. I'll be out of state again.
So I talked to Wes about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I know you guys, there was a lot of posturing the last meeting as you came in thinking that it was going to be. And I said,
yeah, we thought it was a fight.
But
it
I said,
went
there,
really well.
Yes, I said, there is no, I said, we just, it's like Rosebud County. We can work really well together and save mm-hmm. both everybody's the money mm-hmm. rather than redoing all the same stuff. But everybody needs to know where everyone's at.
Right. Tell me this, would you like one agreement with the town that lists everything including fire, or do you want to keep it as a fire interlocal agreement and a shared services? Because I could rope them together so it's just one, or
we
I can keep them apart.
Before,
I know.
I can't remember the reason for keeping them separate.
What is your feeling?
I go back and forth. It seems to really confuse people with two for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they don't read the whole thing when there's one big one.
Right.
So they don't know.
I'm trying to, like, from a psychological perspective, make it really take out as much legal jargon as I feel we can without, but still be covered.
Right.
But get to the main points and simplify is what I'm trying. It's hard for me to do.
Yeah.
But
I think we could do it in one, that would be great.
And just that way every 5 years, or yeah. I think everybody agreed 5 years was fine. Just know we're going to go through everything every 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's good to go through it every 5 years because it
Agreed.
Hasn't been.
Agreed. It kind of, yeah, it was.
It's the days, and I'm not saying it was done appropriately by the other folks. I just know myself. I mean, starting my 7 years, it's gone by really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But
had
things
a lot of
change so
too.
Much in the way things are organized and the way things are done that. That I'm not sure 5 years is maybe too long, but
they go by so quick that just, you know, and I like the joint meetings to where, because I really am tired of hearing, well, this is what you guys did, and it's nowhere near close.
Right, right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds good.
I know Marley's been, but I was just thinking about Great West and the town. Marley's been there, but if you have opportunity to go to Carver's, you need the experience.
Go to
Carver's. The restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I have been there. Yes, it's very good. Except don't go when the Blue Angels, the jets that flew.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go while that's going on, because we're sitting there and like nobody's bringing us meat, and the kids are getting fussy, so I took them outside. They're all outside watching.
Oh,
all the waiters.
So
well, they
can
watch
funny.
Down there for free instead
yeah.
of going to the airport.
Yeah, that's funny. They ended up coming back.
That's in August.
It's funny.
It is. So should we adjourn for lunch?
Yes. Okay. Adjourn. Okay.